I see.
Narman's expression was simply thoughtful, but something harder and colder glittered at the backs of his habitually mild brown eyes.
I must admit I'm a bit surprised by his decision to escalate matters this way, the rotund prince continued after a moment. I realize his communications with Bishop Executor Thomas and the Northern Conspiracy are roundabout and limited, but surely he must be aware their plans are far too incomplete for any sort of direct confrontation with the Regency Council and General Chairman.
Obviously we've all believed that, Charlian said. Now that Narman knew what had happened, he recognized that cold, hard tone as an echo of the hard-won self-discipline a child queen had learned so long ago. It was painfully evident that it required quite a lot of that self-discipline to control the rage deep inside her. Whatever we believed, though, she continued, we were wrong.
I don't think that's exactly what happened, Caleb said.
She looked at him, her eyes considerably colder and flatter than usual, and he shook his head.
What I mean is that I think he's perfectly well aware the Bishop Executor and his secular cronies aren't ready to move yet, and we know he's been trying to coordinate things in Manchia to bring the city to a boil gradually, to touch off the fuse at the moment the Northern Conspiracy is ready. That suggests to me that something must have happened to change his plans.
I believe I agree with His Grace, Your Majesty, Narman told Charlian after a moment.
He reached out and began absently buttering a still warm scone.
Of course, Wyman's always had the problem of those poor communications. Any sort of fine coordination with Shalea, Stormkeep, and the rest has been out of the question. Still, it's been obvious he recognizes the need to orchestrate his own efforts with theirs insofar as he can. So I'm strongly inclined to believe that some purely local factor, a tactical one, one might say, and not a fundamental shift in his strategic thinking, produced this decision on his part.
From Charlian's expression, it was obvious Narman's apparent detachment irritated her. The prince wasn't too concerned about that, though. She and Caleb had come to know him well enough by now that she had to recognize the manner in which he normally approached this sort of analysis. It was her own pain and anger which woke her irritation, and Charlian Tate Armagh, for all her youth, was more than wise enough to recognize that as well.
"I've had a little longer to think about it than you have, Narman," Caleb said, reaching for his own chocolate cup. "And I imagine it was actually a combination of things. If I had to guess, I'd say Father Timon was proving more effective in unifying support for the Church of Caris than Wyman had expected. And while I don't think it was what Father Timon truly had in mind, that's been spilling over into an at least grudging acceptance of the Empire of Caris among a significant segment of the capital's population as well. I'm positive Wyman saw that, whether Timon and the rest of the reformists did or not, and I doubt he cared for the impact it was having on his own plans and organization. For that matter, we know he's been concerned about the number of people who have begun quietly passing on bits and pieces of information about his operations to priests like Timon. So my theory is that he reached the point of deciding Timon was proving an unacceptable hindrance and had to go. And the way he had him killed and where he had the body dumped was intended to discourage not only Timon's fellow reformist clergy, but also any members of the laity who might have been inclined to collaborate with them.
All of that makes sense, Your Grace, Narman allowed after a moment.
He took a bite of buttered scone, chewed slowly and thoroughly, his eyes thoughtful, then swallowed.
All of that makes sense, he repeated, and I'm inclined to agree with your analysis. At the same time, however, I believe you've overlooked another factor.
I'm sure I've overlooked dozens of other factors, Caleb snorted. Which one in particular were you thinking about?
Wyman's temper, Your Grace, Narman said flatly. There's not much question that he deeply and personally hated Father Timon for his treachery and apostasy. And the man's a Schulerite. For him, this wouldn't be simply a matter of passing a message, important though that must definitely be. It would also be a matter of appropriately punishing a priest for heresy, and the betrayal of his vows of obedience to the Grand Vicar.
In other words, Charlian's voice was even flatter than Narman's had been. It was personal.
Your Majesty, it's almost always personal, to at least some extent, Narman said a bit sadly. If I had a mark for every prince or vicar who's let personal anger push him into some truly outstandingly, monumentally stupid catastrophe, I could buy the temple from Duquesne, and we could all go home and live happily ever after. When you come down to it, this entire war is the result of Jasper Clinton doing exactly that after all.
That's true enough, she agreed after a moment.
What has Merlin said about it? Narman asked, looking back at Caleb.
We haven't discussed it yet.
Narman's eyebrows rose again, and Caleb shrugged.
It was hard enough for me to get him to take the downtime he needs every night, and events persist in throwing up entirely too many good, legitimate reasons for me to yank him back out of it. I'm not going to get into the habit of doing that, unless it's really an emergency, and Father Timon was already dead.
The Emperor waved one hand in a choppy gesture of dismissal.
Waking Merlin up couldn't have changed anything, and he'll be coming back online in another 15 minutes or so anyway. We can wait that much longer before we calm him.
I see.
Despite his own shock and anger over what had happened to Hoskins, Narman felt his lips trying to twitch into an inappropriate smile. He knew he shouldn't have found it amusing, but Caleb's fierce protectiveness, and Charlian's for that matter, where a millennium-old, immortal, virtually indestructible Pika was concerned, was far more evident than either of them probably suspected. And rather touching, too, for that matter.